Tamar Oil Refinery says it needs financial engineering to be able to process crude. The refinery is therefore calling for more support to enable it to perform its functions effectively. Our Tamar correspondent Patricia T has joined us on the line from the refinery. Good afternoon, Patricia.
Good afternoon, Doreen.
Now, Patricia, you have been at the refinery. What more can you tell us?
Yeah, I'm currently at the Tamar Oil Refinery. I've been speaking to the public relations manager. It's just about local happenings at the refinery, its present state, and the way forward. He tells me that coal is capable of moving back to its feet if it can only be pushed with financial challenges as it stands. He's right here with me to share some challenges and the way forward. Mrs. Loco, in your submission to me earlier, you mentioned that the major problem is finance. Can you tell me what coal is doing to foster the situation since you know it's been a national issue?
Well, thanks for the interest. I think it all belongs to all of us. And I think like you, those of us here are anxious to partner with everyone to get the refinery back to its former glory. And what have we been doing? As stated by the President, to Parliament, we are actually in discussion with a strategic partner that is out. I think that the President did mention. We are currently in discussion with them with regard.
Hello, Patricia. Patricia.
Yeah, Doreen.
Now, Patricia, you were saying something. You were talking to the PR of the Tamar Oil Refinery. If you could continue for us.
Continue then. So can you go back to what you were saying, because you were lost on the line.
Thank you. So as I said, we are in joint venture partnership with the company, and there are various steps before we finalize the joint venture with the strategic partner. We are in the process of incorporating and to submitting documents at the Registrar General for finalize. But before you enter into any partnership, there has to be certain agreements that need to be signed. We are going through all the motions, and currently we are going through the terms for the shareholders' agreement. We have reviewed the terms and comments. So we are at that stage where we are engaging the strategic partners. But in the time being, before we finalize this partnership, what do we do? We are not down and just waiting for mana to come. We are engaging and also in discussion with other financial institutions out of here, out of Ghana, trying to see how best we can get the facility that will ensure that we are able to procure fuel on a continuous basis and also have our plan operate as efficiently and profitably as any refinery would.
Okay, so now that toll is not refining crude, are you trying to tell me that it's not working at the moment? Oh,
you see, it's very wrong when people say we are not working. Not working. Yes, we are not processing crude on a continuous basis. Just a month ago, we refined a parcel of food and add more cost if we have to run and start. That is our concern. But we are working. If we are not refining, there are issues on the plant, because when you leave the plant to be idle for so long, there are more problems on it than when it's processing or when it's running. So we are doing a lot more maintenance on the plant than we normally do if the plant is processing. You know, and a plant which lies idle is more unsafe than when you are processing. So we are having to shift, you know, attention to making sure that even though the plant is idle for now, it's in a safe mood and ready to receive a parcel of food so that we get it.
Okay.
We are working.
Patricia.
Okay, so you heard the public relations manager of the Tamar Oil Refinery, Mr. Sabaloko, talking to me on its challenges with regards to the refining of crude and the way forward. So over to you to understand, Doreen.
Well, thank you very much, Patricia, for that update. That was a reporter. She was at the Tema Oil Refinery, and she was talking to the public relations officer of the Tema Oil Refinery, Madam Abba Luku.